All right, I want to see how you would use some pronouns here. For example, if we had to do a job together, without using our names, you would say that Ann have to do this.
He and I.
All right, if you're speaking of me, though, you would say...
You and I.
All right. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. Now, if you're going to identify yourself without using your name, say if you knocked on my door and you knew that I'd recognize your voice, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just...
Me.
All right. And if you were identifying a man, you'd say it's... Without using his name, you'd say it's... It's just...
John. Him.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Is that what you want to say? I'm going to see if you want a $100 bill.
What's that?
That's not even one of them. I was going to see if you want a $100 bill, but it's not these, it's those others.
Is that a contract?
Yeah, it's those others. It's those you prowl.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I'll have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if it's a girl, you'd say it's just...
She.
All right. And if it's several people, you'd say it's...
Us. We.
Or some others, you'd say...
They.
Okay. All right, say if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
Ah.
And the other way around, I'm not as tall,
tall as he.
Okay. All right, talking about possesses, if something belongs to me, you would say that's...
Yours.
If it belongs to you.
Mine.
And if it belongs to both of us.
Ours.
All right.
Us. Belongs to us.
Okay, and if it belongs to him, you say it's...
His.
If it belongs to her.
It's hers.
And if it belongs to them.
It's theirs.
Okay. All right, say if a lot of people have been over to see you, you've had company, and they're about to leave, and you're speaking to them as a group, what might you say to them as they're about to go?
Goodbye.
All right. Or just kind of fill in the blank here, you might say, well, blank, come back again.
You all come back again. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever say anything?
Y'all.
Y'all, sure.
Y'all.
Okay. Mm. Now, what about that word y'all used in a possessive way? Like if you're asking several people if they own something together, like a car, you might ask them, is that blank car?
You'd say you all car, which wouldn't be right.
I'd say it. I probably would say you all's. I'd probably just say y'all's.
Y'all,
how
yeah.
About that?
That's y'all's.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you ever hear, excuse me, people around here say y'all's's?
Mm-mm.
You ever pronounce that word?
Mm-mm.
Y'all's's?
Said Ewan's's.
Ewan's's.
That's awful for you. Ewan's.
Okay.
Ewan's.
All right.
That's really rough.
You hear very much?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What sort of people would use that word?
The uneducated, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The very uneducated.
Okay. All right.
It's habit, more than thing. I have a girl that works for me. It says it, but she's smart as a whip. It's her association, again.
Sure. Okay.
Right, you know, you can teach them at school, but they go back into their environment, and it's stronger than your teaching.
Okay. Say if I had been to a party, and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know everybody who had been at the party, what would you ask me?
Who all was there?
All right. And if I had gone to see a speaker or to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know everything that was said, what would you ask me?
What all did he say?
All right. I think your frog is catching. All right. If no one else will look after them, you say they have to look out for
themselves.
All right. Or if no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it.
For himself.
Okay. All right. Change the subject now. Tell me about different types of things that you can make or different types of bread that you know about. Things that you can make with flour.
Cake. Rolls. Biscuits. That all?
All right. What would you call the type of bread that you would use in making a sandwich?